Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
And I want to ask you a very intimate question, and I'm pretty sure we're going to get a good response on this. How did you get the ultimate revenge on a cheating ex? Can you top what Halsey did this weekend on Saturday Night Live? In case you missed it, let me break it down to you. Now, literally and figuratively, the writing's on the wall is about G-Eazy.
Mm-hmm.
They were dating for quite some time, and rumors were going around that he allegedly cheated on her, so on and so forth. So as Halsey was performing without me, all of a sudden, behind her on the wall, all this writing appeared. And it said, Ashley, I cheated. Ashley's her government name, right? And then also another writing said, I cheat on you in more places I can't even remember. I at home in Los Angeles, in Chicago. And just there's writing all around her as she's performing her song without me.
It goes on like in New Orleans, in Austin, in Dallas, in London, in New York City, in Boston, in Miami. Like it's just such a cold, like, diss track style call out. You know what I mean? Like, we all kind of were assuming that that's what it was when they broke up with the pumpkin eater and all that cheater stuff and, like, the scissors or whatnot. But to actually write that on the wall as you're singing
ruthless.
It is just ridiculous.
It almost felt like, too, they were text messages. Like, I felt like they were text messages that he sent her. Like, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Like, I did cheat on you. I don't know. That's kind of how I saw it. Was like, literally, she took it right from her phone and put it on the wall, and it was intense.
And she was like, probably like, how many times did he cheat and where? He's like, I don't know if you got time for this. Do you have unlimited text?
Yes.
I hope you do. Here it goes.
If you're going to end the text message, the conversation with in places I can't even remember, why don't you just say that from the beginning? I can't remember. There's too many places.
You match up all those cities with his itinerary for his last tour, you know? So it's pretty wild. Have you gotten ultimate revenge on a cheating ex, maybe like Halsey did, or in some sort of way in that regards? 877-971-HITS, number to call or text us. Can you top that? 877-971-HITS. I know Chelsea can top it, and she's about to tell us, but this is Halsey performing on SNL. She's so good, man.
So
she's
good.
Really
good. That performance too. I mean, you could just tell they were. I liked them as a couple. Like they had a real relationship. They were really in love, and you can tell in that performance. I mean, she's just in pain. She's mourning the loss of it and him cheating on her, and you just feel it in that performance. So raw, so emotional.
How did you get ultimate revenge on that cheating ex, Chels?
So in high school, this was like my first love. That's this guy that I dated. Mm. He was the bad boy. He like got kicked out of private school, came to high school. Like all the girls liked him. He was, you know, just he was the bad boy, the hockey player, and we dated. For I want to say it was like a year and a half, he broke my heart. He cheated on me with a couple people, probably more that I don't even know about. So what I did, this is horrible, but I kind of had this crush on one of his best friends.
Ooh.
Who went to he didn't go to our school. He went to a private private all boys school, and we called him Red Jeep Drew. And
let me guess, he had a red Jeep.
Yeah, I'm guessing. Yeah.
He was just this really hot lacrosse player, and so I proceeded to hook up with him.
It's going to sting.
Yeah, his best friend.
We actually dated for a little bit too, so that was kind of, you know, it was in your face.
See? I think that hurts more.
Yeah.
When you actually date the best friend, not just a random hookup.
And I remember like sitting at dinner with his family, like this is the best friend, and being like, ha ha ha. Like, I mean, I really did like the guy too, but it was like revenge of being like, ooh, I'm in.
How did you get the ultimate revenge on a cheating ex? Can you talk? I was going to say Halsey, but can you top Chelsea? Chelsea Briggs. Hit us up on the phone line or text 877-971-HITS. That's 877-971-4. 1-800-242-4487. You are commercial free. Chris from Compton, good morning.
Good morning.
The word on the street is that you can definitely top Halsey's and Chelsea's revenge on her cheating ex. She hooked up with his best friend.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do, Chris?
Okay. My ex-girlfriend, I say, was cheating on me with my brother.
Whoa!
Behind my back.
Oh, that sucks. Your brother's a real jerk.
Yeah, you can say that, yeah. Yeah, so what happened, I cupped him 3 times, but then I talked to my brother, and my girlfriend was like, no, it was an accident. We were just playing or whatever, you know, so I was like, I let it go. After the dirt strike, I was like, that's it. That's not fair. Broke up with my ex, but I thought, that's not fair. If she did something to me, why can't I do something back to her? So I made it fake Snapchat account and start talking to her sister.
What?
and her sister and me were pretty much doing the same thing what they did. Then a month later, my ex calls me back and finds out and starts blowing up on me.
Did you tell her that it was an accident with you and and her sister as well?
I didn't mean to send a junk picture to your sister. It was an accident. I thought it disappeared.
Yeah, I did.
This is so incestual.
Wow, Chris.
I mean, if she's hooking up with your brother, the only thing you can do, like, to even get revenge is you got to go for a sister, right? I mean, yeah, you can't go friend over, you know, she got a family member.
It's got to be some type of family member. Yeah. Her sister, mom, something like that, right?
Mom would be pretty savage.
Oh, Chris, hopefully things are a lot better for you now, and whoever you're with, hopefully they're not having any accidents anymore.
All right, hopefully not.
All right, Chris, appreciate you calling in. I think you're winning right now, bro.
Yeah.
This is pretty wild.
Hopefully.
Yeah, and change up the whole 3 strikes rule, bro. Just, you know, on the first strike, when somebody's hooking up with your brother, yeah, maybe
not meant to be.
Guys, they said it was an accident. They were just playing around.
She tripped and fell over. Got it.
Playing.
Brian, what are we getting on text, bro?
From the 714, we got a text from Jennifer. My ex loved his car, saved up for a body kit for it, which he left at my place until he could get installed. He then cheated on me and didn't want to come pick it up because he said my brothers would kill him.
Oh,
after
wow.
a couple weeks, he didn't come and get it, so I sold it and went on a small vacation with the proceeds.
She sold homeboy's car?
Yes. I love that. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, don't leave it at the house, man.
Savage level right there.
So good.
I remember watching a Jackie Kennedy documentary, right? So JFK's wife. And I remember watching it. I don't know if you guys knew about this, but allegedly, like, JFK was, like, hooking up with Marilyn Monroe,
mm-hmm.
right? And the reason why Jackie hated Frank Sinatra back in the day, because JFK and him were homies and used to party it up, is that Frank Sinatra introduced Marilyn Monroe to JFK. So when Jackie Kennedy found out that this was going on, allegedly, according to this documentary, to get revenge, she hooked up with Frank Sinatra, y'all.
Well, I mean,
okay,
I'm
here for that revenge. Dude, I love that.
Chelsea's like, that's my life right there.
That Sinatra is so mob connected. There's nothing you can do about it anyway. Yeah. If Frank Sinatra sleeps with your wife, that's just what happens.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.